and in his own time. I know that's difficult, but it's not impossible. As simply says, as Reverend Givens was telling us on yesterday, you just got to trust in God. You just got to make sure that he's first in your life. Let's look at this passage of scripture. Thank you all for joining us online again. We praise the Lord. Living with a testimony. Many of us have heard this passage of where the demon-possessed man was delivered by the power of God. But what we have not really fully looked at is what happened after that. What were the conversations that went on between him and Jesus after he was delivered from the demons? What steps did he take in his life to move forward? And as we've heard from testimonies of people that have gone through, Tristan in North Carolina and Elena and Tanisha, they've all had a journey, an incredible journey, where God met them not on a mountaintop, not necessarily when everything was going comfortable in their life. God met them at a time of crisis. And I want to tell you, unless you know him in a time of crisis, you really have not discovered everything about this amazing God that we serve. Amen? Amen. This man who had been delivered by demons, the people, when they saw the response, they simply asked Jesus, "We want you to leave. We want you to leave us. Get out of our coast. We don't want you." Can you imagine that? People rejecting the power and the grace of God because they're not ready for it. They were not ready for that next step in their life. And so in these next few minutes, I want to challenge you that if you're going to live the testimony that you need to live for God, you need to be prepared for what God is going to take you to, not just what he's brought you through, but where are you now? Where are you now in that journey? So the question that the man asked Jesus when he got on board the ship to leave, the question that the man asked Jesus is, "Lord, let me go with you. Let me take this journey with you." Now, you're going to be surprised when the response came back from Jesus. Jesus said, "No, you can't go with me now. However, go home and tell your friends what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you." And in verse 20, it says, "And he departed and began to broadcast in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him, and the people marveled." Now, the thing that really gets at me sometimes is that when we talk about our testimony, we want to tell how good things are going. We want to let folk know what we own and where we've been, where we went on vacation, all of these things. And that's well and good, but that's not really a testimony. A testimony has to have a test. It has to have a crisis. It has to have a place where God stepped in and you couldn't do it, but God did. That's a testimony. When you give that kind of testimony that the Lord brought me out, that God made a way out of no way, that I was in darkness and he delivered me, that's a testimony. What we heard today have been testimonies. Life-threatening. If God had not stepped in, where would they be? But look at them now. Look at what God has done. We serve an amazing God, and what I want to declare to you in the next few minutes is that God can do these things. He wants to do these things. He wants to be gracious to us, but we must allow him to have free access into our lives. That means we've got to admit when we messed up. We've got to admit that when we came short. Did you not know that earlier in this chapter, this man came crawling to Jesus because the demons did not want to let him go? All of us have spent our seasons in sin. There's not a soul in here that hadn't transgressed and hadn't disobeyed God. And at some point, we had to come to him and say, "Lord, have mercy on me." And you know what God did? This gracious God that we serve, he had mercy. He had mercy. And I want to thank God for the mercy of God, who looked beyond our fault and saw our need. I want to thank God for the power of Jesus Christ, that raises us up out of darkness. Here's this man that once couldn't hold himself together. As a matter of fact, he couldn't even wear clothes. That's how messed up he was. Running around naked in a graveyard. And yet God delivered him. And if God did that for him, think of all the amazing things he can do for you and me. You just got to trust him. You are not too far gone. You are not out of it. Don't let the devil talk you out of the blessing that God has in store for your life, because God is still a deliverer. This pandemic is teaching us that we can't control this. And God is saying, all right now, all right now. How many people do I have that's going to call on me? How many people do I have that's going to pray to me? How many do I have that's going to trust me? And I'll make a way for them. A lot of times in churches, we have this thing called religious bragging. We like to boast about all the fine stuff. And that's fine, folk. But just make sure you don't boast around folk that don't have. Are y'all still in the house? When we go and talk to our friends, as Jesus sent this man to his friends, he had to tell them, listen, I want you to go back to those that you've been around. Don't you know that he had to go around folk that were demon-possessed just like him, but only one thing, he was minus some demons. Hello, somebody. He didn't have the same habits that had control of his life, because Jesus Christ had control of his life. How do you give this testimony? How do you really give this testimony? Well, you got to go through something. You got to make sure that you've journeyed through something in order to give that testimony. I was reading in a book by Dr. David Jeremiah, and he talks about this sergeant who was in the military, Sergeant Thalamus Lewis, and he used to complain about why he had to go around with all this military gear, had this helmet that weighed almost a ton, had all of this gear that he had to carry around, until one day in October of 2012, Thalamus Lewis came under gunfire and a bullet hit the head. But it did not harm him because he had a helmet. Without that helmet, he would have died. And from then on, Thalamus Lewis began to say to people, listen, because I was wearing this helmet, it saved my life. Let me tell you something. When you got saved, you received a helmet, because the bullets of the enemy are coming at you. They want to destroy you. But because of the helmet of salvation, because of the grace of God, you know that God is going to walk with you and he'll protect you. You got to make sure that your testimony means something. A lot of what you've gone through, a lot of the things that you're carrying around, you think, well, why do I need to read my Bible? Why do I need to pray? Why do I need to do all these things? It has a lot to do with your helmet of salvation. It has a lot to do with the grace of God that is working in you and for you. You got to make sure that through this journey that we call life, and especially during times like this, that you get closer and closer and closer to God, that you have that fellowship with him. And before I close today, a lot of times we don't even know that we're living a testimony. We don't even know it. We don't even realize that people are watching us and they're getting something from our life. But if you allow the grace of God to use you, you can make some wise decisions in what I call spiritual investments. You're able to pray. You're able to know that your life means something to God. John Templeton, back in 1939, got a loan from his boss for $10,000. And John Templeton took that $10,000 and bought what we call the low dollar stock, $1 per share. And John Templeton was able in 4 years to make four times that much. He turned around his investment. I want to tell you something. Every time you make a prayer, you're putting in an investment. Now, everybody's heard of Templeton Services. Everybody's heard of Templeton Financial and all of the stock that they are able to transact. Well, we got something else that we can transact with. We got the kingdom of God. We've got the power of the Holy Spirit. We've got the grace of God that's working in us. Every time you pray, you're calling on the power of Jesus. Every time you ask God, you're asking him to infuse you in your life so that you can walk right, so that you can talk right, so that you can live right. The only reason why we can give God praise is because God did it. God did it for us. Who was it that delivered you out of darkness? God did it. When you were sick on your sick bed, who was it that raised you up? God did it. And to God be the glory, for his name is great. Now, before I close, I want to tell you that I had two problems with Jesus letting this man go back home. I had two problems with that. One of my problems had to deal with the fact that, okay, wouldn't this man have been better off in the presence of the Lord? Are y'all still in the house? In other words, to go with Jesus is all right. Ain't anybody got any problem with that? But Jesus said, no, I don't want you to go with me. I want you to go for me. I wish I had time to preach like I want to. Jesus was saying that you got enough of me in your life right now so that even if you have to go by yourself, I want you to know that I'll walk with you. How many of you have ever been there? You felt like you were all by yourself, and then you felt the hand of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Why am I preaching like this? I'm preaching because I know that it's real. It's real. He's real in your life. Jesus sent him out because Jesus said, now, I'm not going to walk physically with you, but I'll be with you spiritually. Every step you take, I'm going to be right there. Every time you face a crisis, I'm going to be right there. Every time you get to a moment where you can't do it, I'll be your strength. You don't have to see a whole lot of God on the outside. In other words, I don't have to dress like I'm religious. Amen. But I got to know that something is on. Oh, God, huh? I got to know that something is on the inside. And when you know that, you'll know that it's with you. But my second problem with this is that, wait a minute, Jesus, this man has not gone through formal training. I mean, he just got out of the graveyard. You know, we limit God to a process. But when you know something, all you got to do is tell. Am I right, Brother Crab? All you got to do is tell what you know. He didn't tell the man, go preach theology. He didn't tell the man, go and tell him all of the Torah. He said, just simply tell them what great things God has done for you. I'm going to tell you something. You can't tell somebody else's story, but you can tell your story of what God has done for you. Oh, he woke me up this morning. Come on, talk to me in here. He started me on my way. I don't have somebody else's testimony. I can't preach like Paul. I can't sing like the angels, but I can tell of the love of Jesus. I can tell that he died for us all. When you know him, you can say, Lord, thank you. I got my testimony now. I got my testimony now. It may not be somebody else's, but it's mine. I can tell you what Skeeter been through. Amen. I can tell you when Skeeter was down, but the Lord brought him out. People look at Reverend Coleman, but you don't remember Skeeter, but I remember him. I remember how God was merciful to me. Go back to that place where he met you. Go back to that first selfie that you had of you and God. Him getting you out of darkness, him getting you out of blindness, and him bringing you into the marvelous light. Go back to that moment. And remember what great things God has done for you. I feel like an old time preacher up here because God is good and his mercy is everlasting. Come on, give God praise in here. We ain't praised him in a long time. We ain't giving him thanks in a long time. We need to give him thanks up in here because if it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, who was on our side, great God Almighty, he was right there when we needed him. I want to give my testimony. I want to tell somebody that God is so good. Lift your hands up to him and just say, God is so good. We got to get out of here. We got to go. The time has come for me to go. I didn't come out of a graveyard, but I came out of a mess. I didn't come from a graveyard, but I went through some stuff. And it was the Lord that brought me every step of the way. Good God Almighty. I got to stop right here. I got to stop.
Ah, but I'm happy right now. I'm happy. A lot of folk wrote me off. And you know it's bad when the only one you got in your corner is your mama. And she looking at you some kind of way. Oh, but the hand of Jesus is so good. It's so good. Think about your testimony. Think about what you're going to do next week. And you don't have to tell it all. Just show up. Just show up and show people. Look, I didn't stop. I kept on trying. And God kept on making a way. Amen. I didn't quit. But God kept on working. I got to finish preaching. Now I got to stop. Y'all, somebody says stop, stop, stop. But you can't stop when the Lord has been good to you. When you know what he did for you. As we close today, think about your testimony. Don't just think about what it means to you. Think about living that testimony and what it will mean for other people. They're just as messed up as you. Jesus said, go back and tell your friends. I dare you to tell them. And you will let them know that God is good. Bow your heads in prayer. Father, thank you for just blessing us. Thank you for the service. Thank you, Lord, that you are yet with us to be merciful and kind and gracious. Bless us now as we prepare to close this service, that you would get all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for Trish in North Carolina, Lord, how you blessed her. And thank you for Elena, who was there, God, willing to give of herself. Thank you for Tanisha, Lord, being that surgeon who was in the room that made a way for her. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. We give you the glory. But if there's somebody that does not know Christ, all you need to do is open your heart and receive him as your Lord and Savior. He will bless you. He will give you eternal life if you just trust him. Lord Jesus, thank you now. As we prepare to go out, I pray you'd bless us, Lord, and keep us forever in your will and in your grace. We pray in Jesus' name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The officers are going to get ready. Now, I want to ask you a couple of things before you leave today. I want to ask you a couple of things. Number one, we need more ushers. We need more ushers. And if you have time, and some of you may be online and just kind of hanging out on Sunday morning, you can come on back. We're safe now. And as we're going to exercise social distancing and all of that. So if you're able to come back, and if your doctor recommends that you can go out and do these things, then certainly come back and join us. Because we would love to have you. We need more ushers to serve in our church because we are trying to keep it safe, and our ushers are doing a great job with doing that. And I thank God for our medical team that we have here at Crossroad advising us and helping us to make wise decisions so that we would know what to do. Again, I want to thank Brother Al and Reverend Ray, even though they did make the petitions without me. I could have held a hammer. They did a good job, and thank God for them for their work. All right, get your offering ready, and we're going to have the offertory prayer. I'm going to ask Reverend Kraft, will you come and bless the offering for us? And as you leave out, you can leave the offering. Did we leave anything out? This would have been our homecoming service, but we had some homecoming folk on the screen, so we thank God for them anyway, and we praise God for each one of you.